This is a disaster. Can you hear me?
Is it better or worse?
No, it's terrible. It's a goddamn mess. Ken's yelling.
Why is Ken yelling?
Because he's a jerk.
Oh, there's Lola.
No, he's trying to help me, and I'm getting really irritated.
I know, I did too. I'm sorry,
Andy. Oh, my God. I wish I had a husband to scream at like you do.
She said, oh, I wish I had a husband.
No, tell him to leave. We're on the air. Do you know that?
Wait, what?
So we're on the air. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Oh, then we have to put on our theme music.
It's on.
Oh, I don't hear it.
She can't hear the theme music. Awesome. Okay, you can hear me?
I can hear you, but I can't hear the theme music.
Now can you hear it?
I mean, yeah, I guess. Right,
I'll just turn it off. I'll just turn it off. Hey, what's up? This is Shut Up Weirdo.
Oh, wait. Hi. Hey, everyone.
Oh, my God.
45 p.m. Wednesday. I don't know. Are we even on the air?
Losing my mind.
Is Ken still there to help?
He's here. He looks. Okay, I think he's mad at me. No, he's helping a lot. He's writing me
a secret note. We are on the air right now is what you're telling me.
Yes,
We think so. We're on the air.
Ask the commenters if we're on the air. Hi,
this is
Shut Up Weirdo. Go to WFMU.org, click the playlist and comments link, and join
Andy
this.
Andy says we are on the air.
S show. Tell him to leave. I thought he was going to leave and take a walk.
You have to go hide in another room, Andy. Goodbye.
Seven second delay will be back next week, but today we're taking over. Are you leaving? You're leaving, like, the building? Are you mad at me?
He's mad at you.
Why is he mad at me?
Because you did this wrong.
We tested it yesterday and it worked.
I know, yesterday it was beautiful. All right, so let's start over. Ready? Hey, everyone, it's 6:01 p.m. Wednesday. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Fran Green.
I'm Michelle, and we're here filling in for 7 second delay. Ken and Andy will be back next week, and I'm happy that they let us in here, and I feel like I'm never going to be let in here again now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's ever going to ask us to do a fill-in again. I assume everyone understands that, like, I'm at home on my phone right now.
Franny's at home, and I'm in the studio, and we practiced yesterday with Skype, and everything was going perfectly well.
We even got to Skype so we could hear each other and Zoom so we could see each other.
And it was working perfectly.
Until today.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think it was?
Andy. Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Andy was here yesterday when we tested, so it has to have been Ken.
It wasn't. He was actually down here helping because I went over the air during Irwin's show by accident.
Yeah, that
I was
fun
testing.
Too. Is Irwin going to be mad?
No, but I'm really stressed that Ken's mad at me.
He's not mad at you.
Yeah, I asked him if he was mad, and he went like this. Because I lost my cool.
Wait, he went, did what?
He nodded his head.
Oh, I lost my cool, too.
We have a topic, though. We have a good topic. We're back on track.
Okay, we're back on track. Let me say hello, weirdos. You can join our playlist community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist link. That hasn't changed, right, Michelle?
It has not changed.
Okay. I'm surprised I remembered the password. I'm pouring myself a wine.
You have wine?
That's right, girl, because we're doing this. And if we're going to do this, I need to be a little drunk, especially because it's probably going to be a little bit of a disaster. Michelle and I can see each other on Zoom. Luckily, we can't see the listeners. Thank God. Imagine that. And we have a topic.
It's a good topic, I think.
You can call us at 201-209-9368. You'll be live on the air. And our topic is... Wait, we were arguing about the wording of the topic.
Okay,
It is...
Go.
What would your apartment say about you? Now that you and your apartment have spent so much time together... And gotten to know, or house, or whatever you live. You could live in an RV or a tent. I don't care. What would your home say about you?
It's what would your home say to you, not
like
about
anything?
No.
So your topic is, what would your home say to you about you? Which is literally the same thing I'm saying.
No, it's not. It's
without the to you.
It's different.
No, it's the same. It's just not specifying the to you.
It's kind of different. It's nuanced. That's the thing. It's nuanced.
No. No, it's the same. It just has more words. It's just more words.
All right. Well,
okay, but either way, we're playing our usual game, right? Our favorite caller gets a t-shirt.
Any t-shirt they want.
What?
And I'm going to give them any t-shirt they want, but they'll
You're
need to
mistakes.
They'll need to let us know soon cuz I'm probably going to get fired.
Cool. What if we get fired for this one fill-in? Whatever, he should be thanking us.
No, I lost my cool, and I never lose my cool.
It's not like
it was out of character. That's the thing.
No, it definitely was not out of character. So I don't know why he's surprised. And you're not the only one who lost your cool. I got pissed too. So it's not like a Michelle thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
So that's his problem. Don't worry about him.
Fine. Now he's telling. Okay. Guess what?
Have any calls?
Yes. We're
see the board. This is awful.
We're blowing up.
Oh, I see it. It's like a Christmas tree, like old time.
So here's the thing.
Okay, we don't know if this is going to work.
I think it'll work, but I think it'll work. All right, let's say the topic one more time. What would your home say to you right now? About you. To you. No, to you and about you are totally different.
Nope. Yes, but if you're saying to you, then your home can literally say anything. Like, I don't know, the previous tenant was better. Who cares about that?
No, about you, like, living there now. About your life now there.
Right. So your topic is, what would your home say to you about you?
Yeah, that's the topic.
No, that's ridiculous.
Nope. That's the topic. What would your home say to you about you?
Okay. Okay, call us. 201-209-9368. What would your home say to you about you? To you. But about you.
What would yours say to you about you?
Probably something about, like, finally seeing what I really look like now that I can't, like, get my hair done. I'm getting real fat. I also told that to Andy. He's probably going to dump me after this. He's going to see I'm,
it's
like,
not
a real
easy.
40-year-old woman.
Don't worry, because it's really hard to get divorced. So you're lucky you married him. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. That's what all the married men I date tell me.
Just kidding. That's just because they don't want to marry you.
I'm just kidding. I'm still looking for my husband.
Still?
Yeah. I'm going to put a call on the air.
I wonder what he looks like.
My husband?
Yeah.
Hot as hell.
Okay, let's take a call.
Okay. I'm nervous.
Okay. That's what all the married men I need.
Hello?
Hi, you need to turn your radio down, but you are on the air.
What do you think?
Hi, Franny. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Oh my God, I can hear him.
What's your name?
The question. My name's Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Scott. Okay, Michelle, tell him the question.
Okay, question is, right now that we're all trapped at home in quarantine, what would your home say to you about you? Or what would it say about you? I guess.
Oh, really?
No, because I saw Franny roll her eyes at me, and I didn't want to deal with that for the next 45 minutes.
Well, I'd probably get over it in about a minute or two anyway.
Well, is it home or is it, like, your bed?
It could be either. Let's start with home and see what happens, and then maybe we can get more detailed.
What's your name again? Sean?
Scott.
Close enough.
Yeah, starts with an S. Okay, Scott, what would your home say about you to you?
About me to me. Probably that I'm a lone wolf, I guess.
A what?
A lone wolf.
Because I live in a studio apartment. I've lived here for a long time. I guess
that's
what I would say about.
That's not so bad.
That's not even bad.
It's not bad?
No.
This is supposed to be like your house, your home, talking smack about you.
Yeah, talking bad about you.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you're supposed to be telling us essentially, like, your deep, dark secret that you've discovered about yourself now that you've been home for like 800 years?
Okay.
Try again. Oh, good God.
I can't think of really anything.
Okay,
that
call us back when you have an answer. Goodbye. Okay.
I wonder why we stopped doing the show.
Yeah, because of people like that. Somebody on the comments board, Tubaruba, says maybe a better way of phrasing it is, what would your home say behind your back?
I think that makes sense, right?
Yeah, should we try that way instead?
Yes.
Okay, what would your home say behind your back?
About you.
Oh, my God. To you. Behind your back, but about you and to you.
Ready?
Yeah.
Shut up, weirdo. You're on the air.
Hey. I got an answer for you. My home would tell me, Bo, you need to get home right now because your dog, Max, is pooping all over the floor. And you got to get back so I can mop up.
It wouldn't say, Bo, you should change your name?
Bo?
Sick burn! High five, Franny! High five! Just kidding.
Bo Berkeley.
Just kidding. Bo Berkeley. Actually, that sounds.
Bo Berkeley is a good name.
It does sound expensive. It sounds expensive.
My dog Ryan Hamilton.
B E A U.
Or B O.
Actually, Stassi Schroeder's boyfriend's name is Bo.
Yeah,
that's me.
Goodbye. All right, have a good Bo. Every time you start a call or drop a call, I hear a lot of static, but maybe it's just me, so I shouldn't say that on the air. Do you hear it?
I just hear the phones ringing off the damn hook.
Okay, I need to get a charger for my phone.
Are you kidding me?
With the mic, it's following me. I just can't see you. You'll be fine. I promise. I'll be back in 1 second. Look at that, Michelle.
Well, if you just tuned in, this is the train wreck previously known as Shut Up Weirdo.
Sorry.
We are here today filling in for 7 second delay, and they will be back next week. But until then, this chaos will be taking over the airwaves.
Probably the last time we'll fill in for them.
I'll buy him flowers.
You think Ken wants flowers?
No, I'll buy him flowers. You want to take another call? Is he mansplaining something to you?
Yes. Hold on. What? Oh my
that
God.
Is completely unprofessional.
Get out of my show. This is a lesson learned.
Was he asking you what the number was?
Yes.
My God. All right.
He
are you ready?
Listen to the show for 20 years, and he doesn't know the freaking number.
Are you ready for the next call?
Yeah.
Shut up, weirdo. You're on the air.
Hi, Fairy. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Hi, just Ted.
Oh. What?
Hi.
I said hi.
Yeah, hi, Michelle. I guess Fairy can't hear me.
No, she can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Hi, Fairy.
Hi.
Can you keep the mic to your mouth?
I thought you didn't want me to do that.
No, that.
You want me to do
yes.
that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is this better?
Yes.
Can you hear me, Ted?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Good.
Okay.
Okay, so what's your answer?
My house would say to me, I'm too full.
Because
I have
people?
So much stuff. I really should get rid of, like at least half of it, or maybe more.
Ted's a hoarder. We never knew that.
Oh, my God. Ted, yeah.
No,
Did you just confess that you're a hoarder?
Like, you know, like stuff to the rafters, you know, with newspapers and stuff
can
like that.
Can you send us a picture?
What?
Send us a picture.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, then you're
that's
a hoarder.
That's bad.
If you're embarrassed.
Then you're a hoarder.
It's like, I have, like, stuff, like, you know, like, I still have stuff from my parents, you know, and they passed away.
Yeah,
and
guess what you sound like right now? A hoarder.
Yep. All right, the phone's ringing off the hook, so we're going to take more calls.
Right.
But thanks
have
for calling.
Guys.
I need to say something.
Please.
I'm a little bit shocked that we didn't know Ted was a hoarder, but I'm also not shocked that Ted is a hoarder.
I'm shocked that he's a hoarder.
Really?
Yeah, 100% shocked. And appalled.
Are you offended?
No.
GW on the comments board says, no more topic, just girl talk.
Absolutely not.
So anyway, like,
I haven't talked to you in about a year, right?
What? We text almost every day.
Do you want to take another call?
Yeah, but I was going to make a joke about how all these losers are just desperate for some female interaction, so they're all pumped about having you and me on the air.
Well, you certainly haven't gotten any nicer.
Thanks, Michelle. That's nice.
201-209-9368. This is Shut Up Weirdo with Michelle and Frangry, and today we want to know what your house would say about you to you.
Behind your back.
Okay, let's think of some of what would your couch say to you? Get off me, fat ass.
Yes.
In your bed.
My bed would probably say take a shower.
Mine would say stop masturbating so much.
Wow, that was like TMI, Michelle.
Huh. On this show, no.
All right, kids, take a call.
Shut up, weirdo. You're on the air.
Well, hey, Michelle. Hey, Frankles. Aaron and Minneapolis here.
Hi, Aaron.
Well, it's nice to have you two back. I missed you, but not under the greatest circumstances. My condolences to the Breckmans.
Aaron, do you have something for our topic?
My apartment says, Dear Lord Aaron, stop calling radio shows and clean me once a week or more.
Oh my God. These people are pigs.
These people are pigs.
Michelle, if you lose your job, I will hire you to call radio shows on my behalf while I clean my apartment.
Works for me. I'll send you my resume. All right, Aaron, take care. Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
Should we just keep going?
Yeah.
Shut up, weirdo. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, shut up, weirdo.
Oh, hey. How's it going, Michelle?
Good.
How's it going, Franny? Good to have you back on the air again.
Thanks. What's your name?
Zachary.
Zachary.
Do you go by Zach?
Usually it's a test to see what kind of effort people are putting the syllables. A lot of people truncate it immediately. Say, hi, my name's Zachary. They go, oh, hi, Zach. How you doing?
Does it make you mad?
Fascinating. No, it doesn't make me mad. It's more about, you know, do people listen to what you said? When someone says, hi, my name's Robert, you don't go, oh, hey, Bob, how's it going? Or,
well,
hi, I'm Samantha. Oh, hey, Sam,
listening?
How you doing?
Doesn't that prove they were listening? Because you can't shorten Zachary to Zach if you didn't hear Zachary.
Unless you tuned out at the second and third syllable.
Anyway, what's your answer, Zachary?
Yeah, so I'm thinking, you know, probably my house would sit me down and say, hey, why don't we, let's look back the last 45 days or so. Kind of been drinking a lot.
Yeah, join the club, buddy.
Who hasn't?
Yeah. You know,
like how much?
If we look at historically,
how much is a lot?
55 days, you probably have made that up here.
So, wait, Zachary, like, yeah, how much is a lot?
How much is a lot to you?
Well, it depends. You know, the days are kind of blurring together. Weekends are becoming weekdays. I'm still working. The quotes around that.
Yeah, we need a measurement here.
Yeah, well, it just depends on what are, you know, are we just doing beer? Are we doing wine? Are we doing.
What does wine.
Spirits,
if wine doesn't count,
spirits.
I'm sober.
What'd you say, Michelle?
I said if wine doesn't count, then I'm sober.
Yeah.
Oh, wine counts.
Exactly.
All right, Zachary, come on, hurry up.
Well, easily a bottle of wine.
Same.
You know, the. 3 to 5 beers, depending on the
the same night?
You know, what kind of Zoom meeting you're getting into, or, you know, if it's a WebEx group or just a Slack.
All right. Well, thank you, Zachary.
Hey, thank you. Really, we need more talk shows, especially on Friday. You all were kind of the pinnacle of the week. So
thank
whatever
you
can do, Michelle, to convince Ken of that.
I'm scared.
Come back on Fridays.
Yeah, I'll talk to him about it.
Okay. Well, hey, appreciate it as always.
See ya.
Have a good rest of your day. We'll get.
Thank you.
Shut up, weirdo! I bleeped it.
Oh my God! It was a good answer, though. What's your name, buddy?
I hung up on him.
What? But I wanted his name.
Absolutely. I'm in enough trouble. I'm in hot water over here.
Gosh. Amateur. I forgot how dump happy you were.
Here's another call. You're on the air.
Hello? Yo.
Yo, Stoner. What's up?
Yo. We know what your
chilling
mind is.
What's up?
Chilling. What's up?
What are you guys doing?
Ripping bong hits. What are you doing?
Shit, I'm just staring out the window, man. That's all I got left.
Yeah, shopping.
He says it's all I got left. What's your name?
Corey.
Corey. What would your house say to you?
Dude, I'm dusty right now.
This topic is terrible, Michelle.
No, it's supposed to be funny.
Well, it was funny in theory, but people aren't taking it deep enough.
Mm-mm.
Listen, man, nah, this is serious. I'm going through an epidemic of my own, the laundry magic clothes.
So what are you doing about underwear?
You just buy more.
Oh! Okay. Did you hang up on him, too?
Yes.
I think people forgot that they cannot say curse words on the air.
Maybe.
Hey, everyone. If you're going to call us at 201-209-9368, please don't curse on the air.
There we go. Shut up, weirdo. You're on the air.
Hi, Franny. Hi, Michelle. It's Justin. How are you guys?
Hi, Justin.
Hi,
what's
Justin
up?
Not much. I think my apartment would say that you'd be less annoying if you got COVID.
Oh, that is dark. That is so dark.
I don't want to laugh at that.
Okay, but can we put him on the list?
I'm not putting him on the list. I'm offended.
Oh, come on.
I mean, it's funny, but it's dark. It's dark, but it's kind of funny.
No, 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 no.
Sorry.
It's plus for shock factor, though.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, you also, the first time I ever talked to you, you called in with a dead baby joke.
Yeah, and you hung up on me.
Right.
You're on the air.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh.
Hi, who is this?
This is Tom from Dwarkill.
Hello, Tom. You're on the air. What would your house say about you behind your back?
Get out, weirdo.
Terrible.
Oh, my God. Thanks for calling. All right, let's have a powwow.
Yeah, we need a huddle. Huddle.
Okay. Come in for a huddle.
All right, what else can we do?
All right, I thought this topic was going to be really good, but I don't think...
Me too, but they're not going deep enough.
They're not working hard enough. This isn't our fault.
I know, but we overestimated them.
We really did.
I forgot how dumb they are.
201-209.
Can we just ask them to call in and spell their names? Do you think they could handle that?
No.
Probably not.
What can they handle?
Not much. Clearly, not much.
Who are these people? Queems on the comments board says, who are these people? You can join the comments board by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. Again, this is Shut Up Weirdo filling in for 7 second delay, and our topic is gone to hell and back.
Haven't we all, Michelle?
Maybe we just need to take more calls.
Just to say hi?
No, just as, like, faster answers and see if we can get this thing going.
Okay, let's try.
Okay, are you talking directly into your microphone?
Yes, is this good?
Yes, that's better.
Thank you. Well, I can't use two hands. This is, like, annoying.
Have Andy hold it for you.
He's hiding in the kitchen.
So, 3 feet away from you.
It's like 18 feet. Thank you very much.
All right, you ready?
Hey, go.
You're on the air.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hello. Mr. Mystery.
All right, Mr. Mystery.
Mr. Mystery?
Yeah.
What's your answer, Mr. Mystery?
My house, if this house had arms, it would give me the biggest hug. Because this house has had so much love and creativity be in its midst. That's all I can say, you know.
Wow, thank you. That was so uplifting. God bless.
Yeah, people need...
Hang up.
I hung up. I wonder why we quit the show.
I think it might be because our callers aren't funny. I'm pretty sure you and I are still funny.
I think, what if we're not funny?
No, I'm funny.
I'm a born entertainer.
Yeah, remember?
I am so stressed out right now.
Why? It's fine. Don't worry about it. We're not worried about that right now.
Okay.
We're doing a great job. Great job, Michelle.
Thanks.
Fantastic.
I cut my hair. COVID cuts, baby. COVID cuts.
You look great.
Tell me I look skinny and then I'll feel better.
You're so skinny and smart and funny. Oh, I've missed you so much.
Thanks, babe. Well, we have a Christmas tree, but should we change the topic? What do you think?
Let's keep going, see what happens.
All right, but let's do it quick.
All right, fine.
I like it fast and I like it to
be
over with.
You gotta be ruthless.
All right.
Put on your ruthless panties.
Shut.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi, weirdos. I just wanted to say, Franny, you're not the funny one. Michelle is.
Oh, I know that. I'm the pretty one. Oh, she's crying.
She's not crying.
He just wanted to insult us.
You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? This is John from Bloomfield.
Hey, John.
Hi. What your apartment would say about you behind your back, right?
Yep.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I think my apartment would tell me I need to stop being so hungover and take
up immediately. Okay, I figured out what the problem is.
What?
Because everyone's stuck at home, it's not our regular group of listeners. It's our regular group of listeners, but even more messed
some.
Up than normal.
Yeah, you're right.
We did not account for that.
I didn't account for that.
Me either.
What do
Maybe
we do
should
about
ask them
it?
If they can spell their names.
Maybe we should.
They probably can't.
That's the meanest topic ever.
Let's see. Let's see if we can get them to give us their credit card numbers.
How about social security number?
Credit card numbers. Do you like that topic?
No.
What if we just ask everyone for the last 4 digits of their social security?
That's what I just said.
Oh, you did? That's
yeah.
A good one.
All right. Hi, shut up, weirdo. You're on the air. In order to continue with this call, we're going to need the last 4 digits of your social security number.
Yes. 115-0.
What's that?
Let me write that down.
Please turn down your radio, sir. We're having enough problems.
Yes. Can we also have your date of birth, please?
Date of birth?
Okay.
He was about to give it to us.
Last 3 digits on the back of your credit card?
I don't have a credit card. It's broken. It's all used up. It's useless.
It's all used up.
Yeah.
Somehow I'm not shocked.
It's not good. Darn it.
All right, buddy. What would your home say about you behind your back?
Hey, you know what? Are you still doing the house thing?
Yeah, we just asked you the question.
I didn't hear you, sorry. My house is pretty easy. My house is probably texting me this right now. Stop smoking cigarettes and stop watching porn.
All right.
Hi, this is
cool.
They're probably texting me right now to stop doing that.
All right, bye.
Bye.
this is really like class act.
Should we try and okay?
In today, I gotta say, pretty much all the calls we've received are about homes being dirty, people being alcoholics, smoking too much, watching too much porn, and not cleaning up after their dog's feces.
Yeah,
am I
that's
correct?
Yeah,
that's
our crowd.
Cool.
That's our crowd. Should we change
well,
it to something about
security number?
Should we change it to something about pancakes or something?
Pancakes?
I don't know.
What about like recipes?
What about recipes? Oh my god, if I have to hear any more about a sourdough starter, I'm gonna kill myself.
What if we just poll on how much people are drinking? Or we could be serious and ask them what they've learned about themselves in this time. No, because then they're just going to call in and say the same answers they're giving us with the house question, right?
Yeah. Should we... I don't like changing the topic mid-show.
Well, babe, it's 6:30. We could just call it, like, another show. Shut Up Weirdo Part B.
Okay.
But we don't have an idea.
Do you want to do that one that Ashley thought of?
No, it wasn't good.
Okay.
No offense, Ashley. I love you.
Love you, Ashley.
Does anyone on the comments board have an idea? Probably not. Let's see what's happening on those calls you have going over there, Michelle.
Okay. You're on the air.
Hey, so I was thinking something like, because I go into the house all the time. So I was thinking maybe the house, if it was talking about me, would be like, he's always coming into me, inside me.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And not one girl has called.
I hate this show. It's okay. We're going to turn this around.
It's the weirdest of the weirdos, someone just said, and it's true.
It really is. But, you know, it's. I think my hypothesis is like a thing, like a real thing.
Which
I really think it's because everyone's extra messed up and like depressed and not themselves.
Do you want to give like them advice?
They're extra. Ooh, yeah, you're so good at that.
No, I'm not good at advice.
Oh, no, you're good at giving them punishment.
That's right.
Self-inflicted punishment. Ooh, let's try that. We'll have people call in and tell us what they did that was bad this week. I'll give them advice. And you give them a punishment.
Okay, it's a lot. That's a lot of pressure, but...
Let's see what happens.
Okay. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Ian.
Hey, Ian.
Hi, Ian. You just changed the topic.
You changed the topic?
Yep.
Yeah. Now you have to tell us, confess something that you did this week that was bad.
Oh, God.
I know there was a lot. I know. Just try to pick the worst one.
The worst one? I mean... I've become nocturnal, basically.
That's bad.
I woke up like 2 hours ago.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, you're depressed, bro.
No, I'm bored. But the two are conflating. I don't know. Wait, I had something for the other topic.
All right, just tell us that one, too.
It's more or less like what it would say, but I'm like living alone right now. I keep getting really paranoid about losing my keys or forgetting my keys and what would happen. So I feel like if I were to walk out of the apartment, it would, you know, yell after me something like, you know, I'm locking you out, fatty. Like,
that is so weird.
That's awesome. I'm locking you out, fatty.
Ian, you're on the list. That's actually a pretty good answer, okay. But I have a suggestion. Go ahead, Michelle.
You need to get one of those lock keys outside and put an extra set of keys in it in case you ever get locked out.
Yeah.
Or I was going to say you should just mail an extra set to your friends since you're not allowed to see them.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
My idea is better because you don't have to rely on other people. You don't have to rely on other people.
Yeah, but someone can find it and come in and murder you in your sleep during the day.
No, it has a combination lock. It's a master lock.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, That's better than my idea. I just thought that I've had a Metro card, so I could just swipe my way in, you know, through the breaking in. Not literally swiping in like the subway, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, but do you really know how to do that?
Yeah, I've done it a couple times.
And where do you live?
Where do you break into someone's house with a Metro card?
Well, there's one of those combination things on the outside that the apartment door I can get into.
You don't have a better lock on your apartment door?
That's scary.
Okay. Getting a lot out of this call.
Ian, I think you also need a better lock on your apartment door.
Yeah. Well, now that everybody knows that I live here alone.
Yeah.
What's the address? Can you also share the last four digits of your social security?
Birthday?
Not happening, guys.
All right. Bye, Ian. Well, thanks for calling.
Bye, yeah. Ian.
All right. Later. Miss
Have
you.
A good one.
You're on the air.
Hi, this is Becky. I'm calling you for the show.
A girl.
Yay, a girl. Yay, we bow down to you.
First woman caller today.
Yeah, too bad. But what is your topic, though?
Well, you can answer whichever one you want. We can recite them to you.
Okay, because you changed the topic or whatever.
So you can answer the apartment one. What would your apartment say behind your back?
Uh-huh.
Or we were also going to ask, what was the worst thing you've done recently? Like, you have to confess something you feel guilty about, and then Michelle is going to give you a self-inflicted punishment.
Can she, give self-inflicted punishment to my boyfriend? Because he called me by an ex-girlfriend's name twice.
Twice?
How long have you been together?
We've been together for, total gossip. He's still married to another woman, and he's talking about having sex in his car with his wife, and then he also slept with his mistress in the same car that he drives his family around in. I was like, you are a terrible person. And then he called me, and 2 minutes later, he called me by his mistress's name.
Wait,
can I ask you a question? Why are you sleeping with this man?
Well, he's getting divorced.
Sure he is.
See?
Michelle told us earlier.
So I guess maybe the worst thing, I'm sleeping with a married man during the coronavirus. Can I say that?
No, you're a fool, lady. What are you thinking?
Okay, I'll say that. That's the worst thing I'm doing.
Michelle, what is her punishment?
So what's my punishment?
Oh, man. I don't...
She deserves a big one.
She does deserve a big one.
Wet noodles on the back?
No lashes with a wet noodle.
Oh, I love that one.
You're going to have to fill a pot with boiling water and then stick your hand in it.
Oh, I don't know. I'm a photographer. I use my hands for work. How about my
use hand? The other hand.
Yep.
Nope, that's the punishment.
One hand to hold it, one hand to press the button.
You got to do what
you got yourself into this predicament, not us.
Calls in to complain about how her man called her by someone else's name, and then she
proceeds
to tell us all the women he's sleeping with.
What? He's not sleeping with anyone else except for me now.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Oh, did you just hear that? He's listening, so.
Get real.
Tell him to go buy you something.
What?
Tell him to buy you something?
Like yeah. Like a black diamond engagement ring.
I don't want an engagement ring. He's married to someone else.
You just said he wasn't.
No, well, she said he wasn't sleeping with anyone else. There's a difference, Michelle.
Wow, you guys are going to get in a huge fight tonight.
No, oh, yeah,
we don't
just
fight,
ruined
actually.
Your relationship.
We talked really super, super calmly about this. That's okay. I have my ex-boyfriend still wanting to date me, so.
Who doesn't?
Me?
Me neither, actually.
Okay, so why don't we do one thing?
All right, lady.
You can be on the line.
All right, lady, we got to go.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Bye.
Bye, lady.
Is it over yet?
Wow, people are tearing her up on the comments.
They shouldn't be doing that.
Call us, 201-209-9368. We have a lot of topics. When you call us, we'll tell you what it is, because right now we're not really sure. You can also join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link.
You're on the radio.
I used to call a lot. I was a really weird guy from Texas. But if it could talk, it would sound, I think, something like,
Did I slip it too? Word about it.
What is happening? Yeah. Hang up.
Maybe he was mentally ill.
I don't know what's going on. It's like everyone is extra crazy. Not just the guys. Even that lady was. The guys are just crazy in an incoherent way. The women are crazy in like a delusional way.
Is it like a shut up weirdo crazy or like a corona crazy?
No, it's like a corona crazy. Like none of this is normal. We've had many shows, right?
Many.
And sometimes we'll get a caller or two like this. But we don't get a whole show of it.
You're right.
People have lost it. They're like zombies.
I'm scared.
Me too.
I'm a scared.
I'm going to keep drinking.
I'm stressed out. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Are you crazy too?
You sound normal.
Yeah, you do sound normal.
Oh.
What? Sorry. Don't sound disappointed. What's your name?
Today.
What's that?
What's your name?
Jennifer.
What's up with you, Jennifer?
Oh, you know, just locked down with my 1-year-old and my husband.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Sounds
like a lot. I
started
walking during this time, so we're just running around in circles every day. And then we whisk him quickly off to bed when it's bedtime.
Are you in New York?
New Jersey.
Where in Jersey?
Rockaway.
Ooh, do you have a backyard?
Yeah, we have a yard.
Oh, that's nice.
No, I would kill for a yard.
To be springified.
You know who's annoying? All the celebrities who are doing PSAs about staying inside in their, like, backyard with a pool.
Yeah, they live on Malibu Beach.
They're like, make sure you stay inside. It's like, I live in a studio apartment in New York City, bitch. I'm not going to stay inside.
Thank you, Michelle. You are absolutely right.
Ellen DeGeneres.
So, sister, what would your home say about you and your family now that you guys have spent so much time together? If your home was talking smack, what would it say?
It would probably say something along the lines of, like, just these people, they're just so tiresome. They have these routines they get into, and it's just like they need to just break out and get crazy and just spend the whole day, like, eating all the food in the refrigerator or, you know, wearing pajamas all day, not, like, doing their same old boring routines. My house would probably just call me boring, really.
Wait, I like that getting crazy for you is eating all day and putting on pajamas.
I hate getting dressed.
I mean, we're wearing some kinds of pajamas, but not, like, you know, as much as we really should.
I'm just happy to hear a normal, well-adjusted person calling our show, to be honest.
Thank God.
Oh, thank you.
Remind me of your name, please.
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, and you might win a free T-shirt.
Well, thank you very much. You have a great night.
You too.
You too. Thanks. Have a good one. Bye.
We have no calls.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Call now. You'll
201-209-9368. You'll get right through.
I don't feel good.
Why? Are you nervous?
Yeah. Remember when I got sick at your wedding and I was like, I don't feel good? And you were like, Michelle Colomer, you are not leaving my wedding. Go sit down.
And what did you do?
I went and sat down.
That's right.
But I was sick. I barfed.
Yeah, but you just barfed from
nerves. Oh, that's what you said. You said you didn't. I said I threw up, and you said you didn't throw up.
I didn't want you to leave. I see Christmas tree.
Oh, sweet. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Mike.
What's up?
From New Jersey. What's up? What's the topic?
So, like, the idea is now that you've spent so much time at home, what would your home say about you behind your back?
Probably that I eat too much and I need to take a shower.
All right. The other thing we're doing is asking everyone for the last 4 digits of their social security and their date of birth. Go ahead.
That's messed up, man. No. You can't do that on the radio. That's illegal.
It's not illegal. I can ask you any question I want.
I use that line at bars sometimes. Like,
what? You ask people for their social security numbers?
Yeah, like after like I ask for like their number or their Venmo. It usually lands.
Like to pick up girls, you mean?
Venmo?
Like to pick up chicks?
No, it's a joke. It's like the joke that you just did, but maybe funnier.
Whoa.
Like when you're hitting on a girl?
Yeah, sometimes.
And it works?
I mean, they don't give it to me, but they laugh and you score some points.
And then you take them home.
He sounds like he could pull some chicks.
Do you pull a lot of chicks?
No, I'm actually doing deliveries right now for...
What are you delivering?
Artisan pizza. You know the deal.
Yum. That sounds delicious.
Yeah. It is. It's actually really good. Frankie, I actually follow your husband on Instagram, and tell him I love his art.
Oh, I'll tell him. Well, I'm sure he's listening, so he'll hear your compliment. I'm sure he's very grateful. Thank you. That was very nice.
Yeah. All these calls kind of suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We're trying to work through it.
Is it funny anyway?
Yeah, I love you guys.
All right, we
like
love you too.
Yeah, thank you, buddy, for calling.
All right,
stay safe.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Another one? I like it better when you're holding the mic to your mouth.
Like this?
A little further away. Try and talk like
this?
No, because
like this?
The mic isn't pointing to your mouth.
I don't even know where the mic hole is. Is the mic hole on the
back
side?
No, it's that white thing.
No, this is the mic. Right
I know.
Here.
The white thing on the silver thing, there's a white thing on it.
Like that?
Yeah.
Is that better, Michelle?
Yes.
You look unsure.
It's because I was just thinking, I have no chill, dude. Yeah, that's the mic.
Then that should sound really good.
I'll just take it. I'm really nervous.
About what? We're already here. We only have like 14 minutes left. What are you nervous about? It's over.
I'll tell you later.
You did a great job.
I'll tell you later.
Is it about Ken? Ken's not going to be mad at you, I promise.
Can you text him after the show and tell
him
not to
be mad? Yes,
I'll
text him. He won't be mad at you, I swear.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay. You're on the air.
I'll handle
him. Hello, ladies.
Hello, sir.
She's figuring out the mic, finally.
No, is this better?
Good. No, it's a good show. It's good to hear you ladies again.
Who is this?
I'm Chris from Manhattan.
Hi, Chris.
Health Kitchen. Thank you.
Thank you.
What do you have to say?
I don't really have... The question's kind of funky, I have to say that. Maybe that's why you're getting funky people.
Funky. I love when people say things are funky.
I'm trying to be positive instead of, like, my apartment talking down on me.
Well, I mean, your apartment must have something nice to say about you, like you know how to cook pasta or something.
Well, yeah, because I've been making strides and stuff.
Good for you.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to be... I don't have any money. I'm borrowing money, and I'm just trying to be positive and be creative again. So.
Stay posy, baby.
Thank you. It's nice to hear you ladies again. I used to listen to you all the frickin' time. I didn't say what you might have thought.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Take care.
You too.
Have a good one.
Stay well. Bye.
What strides have you made during this time, Franny?
Excuse me?
That guy just said he'd made a lot of strides during this time, and I'm wondering...
No, I've done nothing but go backwards. I'm fat. I'm old. I work a lot, I guess.
That's good.
That's about it. I stopped exercising.
I've been doing...
I just work a lot.
I've been doing hip-hop Tabata.
What, Michelle?
I've been doing hip-hop Tabata.
Can you show me some moves?
I just did show you a move.
Show me another one. Oh, my God. I'm trying to get my Instagram up. And
that's it.
Too long.
That's all you get.
Are you sure you don't want to do it again?
100%.
Show it again.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm excited.
We're excited, too. What's your name?
My name's Colleen.
Your name's Pony?
Colleen.
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 Oh, okay.
Colleen,
Michelle,
all of those
Colleen
versions.
Because that's her dog's name.
Whose dog's name is that?
My dog.
Get out.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thanks. So what's up,
I'm
Colleen?
Honored. So mine is something that tweezers would say to me. And that is, don't forget your stray nipple hairs.
Wait, what did she say?
I don't think you can repeat it.
Repeat it.
Me?
Say it again.
No. I don't
me?
Think. I don't think.
It's something my tweet.
Oh.
Yeah, just because we're in quarantine doesn't mean you should forget about those.
I mean, how can you forget about them? They're like.
I mean, I'm not really keeping up with a lot of other stuff right now, so it makes sense.
Yeah. This call's making me nervous.
Awesome. Thank you.
Colleen, I love you.
I love you, too.
You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
I will. Peace, girls.
I will.
Peace.
Have a...
Listen, there's only 10 minutes left.
I'm having so much fun. I never wanted to end. Do you want to do the show again?
You don't.
Should we get back on the schedule? Let's tell Ken.
I told Ken that we might come back for the summer.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but you didn't ask me.
I said that you seemed excited and that he should talk to you.
Oh. You know my favorite thing is that, like, Ken is the one who asks me, can you fill in? And I'm like, what did Michelle say? And he's like, she said yes. I'm like, why doesn't Michelle ask me?
I know. I was sitting in his office and I was like, maybe Shut Up Weirdo should fill in. And he was like, ask Franny. And I said, you know, you ask her. Tell me what she says.
Why didn't you want to ask me? We were literally talking about it like a day before.
Because I'm scared of you.
Oh, come on. You're not scared of me.
Yes, I am.
I'm scared of you.
You should be.
That's not the right answer.
I mean... there's nothing to be scared of.
You're so soft.
3 month summer schedule, baby. Everyone will still be inside.
I'm in.
We have to
get that call.
We need to talk about this. You're on the air.
Hi, you're on the radio. No, you have to say you're on the radio.
You can say you're on the air.
No, you have to say you're on the radio.
Hmm.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
What up, girl?
How's it going?
Good. What's your name?
I'm Miriam.
Miriam, what's up with you tonight?
We're just chilling. We're excited you're back on the air. And technology's pretty bad, so you guys are doing a pretty good job despite that.
Thank you.
Thank you for understanding. This is quite the effort over here. So what's up? What would your home say about you behind your back?
I think... my home would say she's doing a really good job of getting the right amount of beans and fiber in her diet.
Good for you.
Thank you. It's been a long time coming. A lot of practice.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. We can't hear you so good, so we're going to keep moving. But I appreciate your call.
Yeah, have good one.
Her volume was really low.
Oh, it wasn't me?
No, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, ladies. How are y'all doing?
Good. Can you hear that, Franny?
Yes.
Okay.
Where are you, sir?
I'm in Long Eddy, New York.
I like your accent.
Well, you know, thank you. I appreciate that. The slow drawl of Wednesday. I thought it was yesterday was Wednesday. Tuesday
yeah,
is not
Wednesday.
I thought
it was Friday today.
It's all the same day, man.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. But I tuned in at 6 p.m. yesterday.
Oh, to hear the show?
Yes, yeah, the show.
So you've been listening for 24 hours now?
Exactly, yeah. I've just like, I mean, FMU is the greatest radio station.
It really is.
Oh. Yeah.
It really is.
When I went to sleep last night, I put the Bluetooth on in the speaker so I could listen under the pillow.
How'd that work out?
It was, you know, 3 a.m. FMU is good sleeping music.
Why did you have to go under the pillow?
Well, the speaker went under the pillow.
Why?
You know, softened the vibration.
What do you mean?
My name's Matt.
No, I mean, what, does the speaker fall under the pillow?
Oh.
What are you saying?
What about the speaker? Should I, like,
oh
not
my God,
put it under the pillow?
Can you just give us the last four digits of your Social Security number, please?
I can give you my father's, like, last four. He's
okay,
dead.
Okay, cool. We'll
I get
it.
Mail from him still. It's crazy.
Okay, go ahead.
6 years.
What is it?
6834.
And date of birth?
I'm going to go 5/10/20.
I'll figure it out. Don't worry. I'll unlock this puzzle. Okay, mister.
It's
thanks
possible.
For calling. Have a
but
good one.
Thank you. Ciao.
Michelle, that means you have to hang up on him and get off your phone.
I know. I just have to text Scott Williams because something's going on with the next show.
Oh. Oh, well, I'm happy to do another hour. Just let me know. Okay?
Yes.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Michelle, the problem is I can't put a call on without you. Do you
Here
want
you
to
go.
Put a call on?
There you go.
Talk to?
Yep.
Hi. How are you? You're on the air.
Hello. This is Sammer.
Oh, hello,
how
Sammer.
Are you guys?
Michelle is on her phone ignoring me, so you and I are going to have to hold this show down.
No, right? I'm ready. I'm good. We only have 4 minutes left.
Oh,
Sammer,
man. I just wanted to say hi. I have nothing else to say. It's just been a while.
Oh.
It's nice to hear you guys on the air again.
Oh, well, thank you. Maybe we'll be back for the summer. Apparently, Michelle already confirmed this. So.
Yeah, that was
June.
Pretty hilarious. I'm not sure if it's worth being back for the summer. This show was a mess today. I don't know who these callers are. True weirdos.
Right?
Yeah, no, we already figured that out. Everyone's just extra messed up, I think.
Yeah, the corona's got everyone. But I'm
yeah,
glad
same.
To hear you guys on the air again. It's been really an interesting show.
Does that mean you had fun?
I don't know. I wouldn't define it
You're
as fun
sure
this time,
if you
to be
had
honest.
Fun?
This one definitely was. I did. There was a couple chuckles. You know when you, like, wake
That's
up in the morning
though.
And you switch up your night PJs to your daytime PJs, and
yes.
then in the afternoon
yeah,
you go back to.
A couple chuckles in an hour, I would say, is a success.
I have my going out sweatpants and my staying in sweatpants.
Oh, that's pretty
essential.
What
do your going-out
but...
sweatpants, are they like sequins?
They have less dog hair on them.
That's so gross. We got a
And you put the mask on, gloves
today.
On, everything?
Wait, two things at the same time. What happened, Franny?
Andy and I got approved to foster a dog today.
That's awesome. They didn't call me for a reference.
Oh, well, guess they didn't need you.
Because
I was so perfect in my interview. Okay, Sammer, have a good one. Thanks for calling.
All right. No problem. Bye, guys.
Bye. We can do two more. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi,
you're on the radio.
Hello, this is Damien, and I'm with Summer, my girl.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, girl. Hi, Damien.
We were just dialing through the radio, and out of nowhere, we hear a bunch of people talking, and we heard about the crazy lady with sleeping with four other men. Or
yeah, that was funny,
them.
Right?
Yeah, and I'm like, what is that about?
Where do you guys live?
In Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
Nice, I like it.
That's
How
cool.
old are you?
26 and 28.
Cool. So we have a topic tonight, but since you don't know about it, you might not be so great at answering it, but the idea is, like, since everyone's stuck at home, right? If your apartment or your home could say something about you behind your back, like talk smack about you, what would it be?
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. It's not that easy.
Talk smack about you.
The other question we can ask is, what's the last four digits of your Social Security
All right.
number?
At least for me, it would say that I do not know how to make tea.
And that I'm snacking too much.
Hilarious.
All right,
thanks
for calling.
For calling in.
That's all
Have
we got.
One.
That's it.
Are you playing our theme song? Because I can't hear it.
No, not yet. We have about a minute, so I think you should say
I'm
your goodbyes.
Give out this T-shirt to Jennifer, the most normal human who called our show tonight. She has a one-year-old and a husband. Jennifer, you're the winner of the T-shirt. Email shutupweirdo@wfmu.org, and Michelle will send you a T-shirt to your size.
To your size? What'd you say?
To your size. Of your size.
Of your size?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us tonight.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was fun. And maybe we will be back. You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. 7 Second Delay will be back next week. Say goodbye, Franny.
Bye-bye, weirdos.
Oh, stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Bivash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Stop now, baby, darling, for it's too late.